Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
So I think that this Jake dude from The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm. Jake Pavelka.
Jake Pavelka and his new ex-fiance have really scratched the surface of a problem that I think is bigger than most publicly talk about.
Okay.
Because she right now is complaining that dude just didn't want to have sex with her, right?
Yeah. She says that he didn't want to be intimate and was going on for months and months. She actually went on Entertainment Tonight to talk about it.
I think I got the clip right here.
Well, the first excuse is that, you know, he went on a fast.
He went on a fast from sex?
Yeah. Oh, well, no. He went on a fast from meat. And he felt like it was a sin to be intimate. So I said, okay, and I respected that. But then the next time we were together, it was just, I don't feel like it, or we fight too much, or you push me away, or... As a woman, you need somebody who wants to kiss you and be intimate with you and hold you and want to be with you. Like, it's not that hard. And we had all that in the beginning, and then just went away. And I kept thinking it was going to come back. And it never did.
Yeah, he just didn't want to have sex with her.
Well, I've known her for six weeks.
Yeah, and I want it to be like it was when we first met last month.
Right.
But she's a pretty good-looking woman, but what she's saying is he didn't want anything to do with her after a while.
Mm-hmm.
No sex, no mas. And she just wanted to be intimate with him, and he wouldn't. And I am curious if this is a bigger problem than is publicly talked about. Now, I'd be shocked if we got any calls from guys on this.
We have a voice disguiser.
We do have a voice disguiser, but for a guy to call up and say, the truth of the matter is, my libido is way less than my wife or girlfriend's, you just don't hear that. Dudes would never confess that to other dudes, but women might call up and say, this is totally the case in my relationship right now. Like, I'm frustrated, I'm ready to go, he's a man, he's supposed to want to have sex all the time, and it's just not happening. So tell me what to do. 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378.
I got to tell you, my first reaction is if a woman calls and says that, I'm thinking he's cheating on her. If a guy calls and says that, to me, it's more legitimate.
If a guy calls himself out?
If he calls himself and says, look, I'm going to tell you, my libido's not what everybody thinks it is.
I don't think dudes will call themselves out.
Do you think that changes with age?
Because typically, men are supposed to.
Well, you know, textbook wise, or maybe it's just a wives' tale or something, but textbook wise, like, guys are more into it in their like teens and 20s, and then their interest in it like wanes over time, whereas women get more interested over time.
I think that's what they say, textbook wise, yeah. Like, I
wonder if it's a result of that, but I don't really buy it. To me, like, I think this Jake guy, I think that he hasn't really admitted to himself his, you know, sexuality.
You think he's gay?
Mm-hmm. I think it's very possible that he could be. But at the same time, I don't know. Anytime a woman says that she and her husband aren't sleeping together, or they're just, you know, oh, we're just asexual, neither one of us really have the drive or whatever, I'm like, yeah, whatever, he's sleeping with someone else.
Really?
That's what I think in my mind.
I'd agree.
I think after a while that holds true. Hey, Ashley, good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Hi.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm well. Listen, I totally identify with this. I've been married for 12 years, and my husband is just not interested in sex.
Was he interested in the beginning of the relationship, and now he's not interested?
Sort of. He, you know, we would have sex, and it wouldn't ever be a problem. And then he just decided one day he wasn't interested. But he's a great husband every other way.
That's like such an important part.
What do you think? What do you think changed?
I don't think anything changed, honestly. I think that he was probably hurt in previous relationships and just isn't interested in sex.
I don't know.
See, when she says that, I have a different reaction.
What's your take?
It's just that he decided one day. Well, he decided one day he was attracted to somebody else.
You think that he's messing around on her?
I mean, or
either that or attracted to the
something.
Same sex. I mean, those are pretty broad
generalizations.
But that's a reputation. I think that is people's perception of men. Mm-hmm. People's perception of men is that they want sex all the time. And if they're not having sex with one person, they're having it with another somewhere else. We've talked about
By themselves way too frequently.
Maybe.
Or by themselves way too frequently.
Or in front of a computer screen and websites that we can't mention on the radio.
I can tell you for sure that in talking to my friends, my dude friends, unless they are sort of overstating it, that I don't have the same sex drive that my friends do. Like, most guys I know will say that they want to have sex every day. I'll be honest with you, I have never been that dude. Mm-hmm. Well, no, that's not true. I'm not that dude now. I don't want to have sex every single day.
Mm-hmm. And see, coming from you, it's like, okay, you know, but
I want it every couple days,
but
not every day. And I certainly can't go weeks or months.
Right.
She was, you know,
she's saying that it's just not an interest for him at all.
No.
If your wife wants it, you'll do it.
Oh, yeah.
You won't. It's not like you'll say no.
1-877-588-BERT, BERT, 1-877-588-2378. Nashville, you shouldn't have to be scared to be called. Hey, Sarah, good morning. You're on the BERT show.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. My fiance actually, he says I would rather have sex than eat and sleep, and he can't keep up with me.
Really? He has said that to you?
Yeah, he's telling our friends, he's like, yeah, you look up nympho in the dictionary and you'll see a picture of me. And yeah, he's like, I can't do it because he's 11 years older than me, so.
We've had guys on. We have had a listener on before that said that he had to break up with his girlfriend because he just couldn't take it anymore.
I do remember that. So rare. Like, no, there are no dudes calling right now to say that.
Right. Of course not.
We've been together 4 years. He's calling, but he's at work right now. He can't use the phone at work. But yeah, he'll be 41 next month, and I'm 30. And yeah, because I know women don't hit their prime until their late 20s and, you know, early 30s. I've heard. And yeah, he's done it, and you know, tons of it before in the past. When in the relationship, but yeah, I mean, and I know he's not cheating or anything like that, you know.
He just straight up told you right from the start.
Other that,
but you guys are having it, just not as much as you would like.
Yeah,
right? That's different.
I'm just take it pretty much.
I mean, they're having it. She would just like it more frequently than they are. But what we're talking about is when a guy says that he's just not interested at all.
Right.
Like
if a guy
says he's not interested at all. Or you're married to somebody that you haven't been intimate with in months and months and months.
They're getting it somewhere
else.
There's
something really wrong, in my opinion.
I agree with you. If you go
really
a certain
wrong
amount
in
of
your
time.
Relationship, or if he's not cheating on you, then he's. I mean, it's happening somewhere somehow.
A dude is. How do I say this? A dude is releasing one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He's not going months and months and months and months. So you guys can believe what you want about that. Either
right.
It is with himself or it is with somebody else, but he is not going months without
some kind
of release.
Exactly.
Hey, Lisa, good morning. You're on the BERT Show. Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
It's my first time calling in. I love you guys so much.
Oh, glad you called. What's
thank
up?
Thank you.
I just want to let you guys know that I've been married for over 9 years, and when I first got together with my husband, he was a maniac, to be perfectly honest, and something happened along the way that it just died. I mean, not a year into our marriage, and he's totally happy with it. He thinks it's fine. I mean, we have maybe every 6 weeks, you know, and
every
trying to initiate
six?
On my part is really... It's really useless, so I generally don't do it anymore. He initiates when he wants it, and that's fine. We've had many discussions. I can't tell you how many discussions we've had.
Every 6 weeks, that seems like eternity to me.
Exactly. Me too. I don't understand. I really don't, but, you know, I've tried to talk to him about it, and this is what it is.
Does he say he's taking care of himself?
He does. So occasionally, but to be perfectly honest, Bert, I mean, I know that you just said a minute ago that, you know, he's releasing it somewhere. Honestly, he just doesn't have the interest.
I have asked for times. We went through a period where we were in an open relationship, and he never took advantage of it.
That's an excuse.
What's an excuse?
Because I've been in this relationship where I've asked for it and went months without it. And he's getting it somewhere else. Whether he's
so in your case, this guy was sleeping around with somebody else?
Oh, absolutely. Or in this case, not even attracted to women. So, I mean, and it's defeating and it's eventually going to make you upset. Like, I can totally understand why Vienna is crying, talking about it. I know it's Entertainment Tonight. You're not supposed to talk about your sex life in public. But it's defeating for a woman to ask for it and ask for it and then not get it. Mm-hmm. And then he's definitely getting it from somewhere else. And you're going to find out. And then it's going to even be worse. So,
And then I wonder about guys who have problems. You know, they would also, I mean, because, I mean, there is an extreme reason. Either they're going somewhere else for it, or they have an issue that they're too afraid to talk about.
I would like, we'll try to clear a couple of lines. Just find a guy that doesn't have a high sex drive. We'll put you on the voice disguiser. We will give you a different name just to give some insight, because what you're hearing here today is that all these women are saying that if he's not having sex with you, he's cheating on you or he's gay. I would like to talk to the guy that just doesn't have a sex drive. That's it. You're not gay. You're not getting it anywhere. You just don't have a high sex drive. But I am very doubtful that we'll get that
call. I don't think you'll find one.
Here is Cindy. She is on The Burt Show. Hey, Cindy.
Hey, I think all these guys need to go to an integrative medicine doctor and have their hormones checked. Not just their testosterone. That's not the whole story. Mm-hmm. You have DHEA out there, and they need to have their HGH checked, because if they don't have any of that, and unfortunately it starts to fall off at about 30 years old, then they just don't have a sex drive, and they can't fix it any other way.
That must feel like so deflating. If you're a dude, and like when you were 18, 19, 20 years old, everything's going great, and then somehow, some way, at 30, you don't have the same chemistry anymore, and your mind wants to, but your body's like, That must be so defeating to a guy, because at the base of it all, that's a dude's ego right there.
Right. Well, she's saying that guys can take hormone replacement?
If that's the legitimate reason.
Sure. If you go get tested for it, and that's what the doctor says, then there's a way to fix it.
We have found a guy willing to come on The Voice Disguiser and say that he has a low sex drive. Good morning, James. You are on The Burt Show.
Hey.
Hey, James.
I wanted to call in because I do have this problem, and my wife and I have actually battled it for a long time. We actually almost got divorced over it, but luckily we went to a sex and relationship counselor, and, you know, we're on the road to getting back at, you know, just at the normal relationship.
So did you, in the beginning of your relationship, were you guys having sex a lot?
We were a bit. No, I wouldn't characterize it as a lot, but it was definitely a little different then. But, you know, we've been married 5 years now, and it just definitely didn't match up anymore.
Is it because of hormones, or is it just you?
I don't know. We didn't get any hormones checked, but definitely behavioral. There are behavioral ways to fix it, you know. So definitely, any guys out there that are feeling like that, you know, talk to a counselor. They can really help.
Do you have interest in having sex with other women?
No,
none at all. You just don't. Sex
well,
is not
I
appealing.
I do. I feel attracted to other women, but never. I don't think I would ever just, like, go have an affair or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so you and your wife are going to seek counseling for it, or you already have, or?
We actually already have. We were in counseling for about 7 months.
And what do they say to you in counseling? Can you generalize?
Well, they reach into your past and try to answer questions about your childhood that might have, you know, decreased your libido. There's certain key times in your life that events can really have a big effect on it. And then they really try to remind you of those early days of your relationship and you know, and get back some of those feelings.
And has your sex life improved after counseling?
Absolutely, and one of the big keys was just do it. You know, even if you don't feel like it, a lot of times you can, if you just you know, get it back into it.
We had a sexual counselor on here with us like once a month for a while, and she was saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
That, but she, I think, was talking more towards women.
Women, mm-hmm. Yeah.
When your guys want to do it, there are just some times where you have to, quote unquote, jump on the grenade, man. Mm-hmm. You just got to do it.
And then once you do, you'll enjoy it. But it's like you don't think of it first, is mm-hmm. kind of what her point was.
Mm-hmm. Joey, another guy calling up. Hey, Joey, good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Hey, how are you guys?
All right. Thanks for calling, man.
I am a guy who has sex maybe once every 2 weeks with my fiance. We're getting married in October, mm-hmm. and she's just fine with it. I mean, I'm not cheating. I'm not getting it anywhere else. I have a low sex drive, and that's pretty much it.
Well, once every 2 weeks isn't bad.
Well, there are some guys listening that are going right now, like they want to have it 4 or 5 times a day.
But we're talking like months. I think going months, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months without mm-hmm. doing it, then there's a problem.
I'm with you guys. I don't think there's any such thing as a guy not getting a release for that long.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't happen. Here's Charles. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, Burt. Charles. I just want to tell y'all good morning. I love
morning.
You guys. Y'all are like, I listen to y'all every morning.
Thank you.
Hey, Burt, I'm just like you, dude. I think it's a testosterone thing. I don't have, like, high testosterone. I don't have to have sex every day like my friends. They love having sex, and they can have sex every other day. But, I mean, I can go a few days. I can't go 6 weeks. That's a long time.
Yes, sir.
A problem.
Amen.
See?
Yeah. I don't have to have it every day. I'm good.
But I know when I'm talking to my friends and they're talking about having sex like twice a day or 5 times a week and stuff, I feel so inadequate because I don't have the interest in having sex once a day.
Mm-hmm.
Alone. I feel like, damn, am I a normal guy then? I must not be a normal man. Maybe my testosterone is low or something. But.
I don't know. It makes us feel weird, though, doesn't it? Like, I don't feel like a full dude. Or other guys are lying to us. I'm not sure.
I was going
to
say, I think it's a little bit of both.
Maybe.
I mean,
are
they saying they're having sex a couple times a day or they want to have sex a couple times a day?
It's both. I've talked to dudes that want to have sex more than once a day and guys that are having sex every single day. Yeah, I'm just not that. I'm more of a quality rather than quantity guy. Mm-hmm. Like, we have our producer Carl's come on here before,
yeah.
Remember? And we did the whole uh-huh. countdown, and he was having sex like 26 times a month. And I came in at like 4. I didn't even want to give you guys the result.
The Burt Show.
You've never been one to settle. Stand down or stand still. You're a lifelong learner. Energized by excellence. There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. You've got competition to outrun, momentum to build on, and your own high standards to meet. Stop now? Not a chance. At Capella University, we help you catch what you're chasing because you've always had the drive. Now, go earn the degree. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Ben, I've been reflecting a lot lately on how many big life moments our listeners have experienced with us.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
They've watched us go from dating shows to engagements, weddings, babies, buying homes. Every stage comes with new decisions.
The milestones are the fun part, but the planning is where things get real.
That's why Klarna stands out. Klarna gives people smarter tools to help manage everyday money with flexible ways to pay, cash back that builds automatically, everything in one place, and support that makes everyday decisions feel less overwhelming.
Since life moves so fast, the right tools can help you feel more confident. Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
This is really going to freak you out, y'all. This is really going to freak you out. According to a study at the Department of Growth and Reproduction, the average girl now starts puberty before she hits age 10.
Before 10.
Before 10, y'all.
Doesn't leave you a long time to be a kid, huh?
Study was based on 1,000 girls. Wow. Today, the average girl starts puberty when she's 9 years old and 10 months. 9 years, 10 months. That's a full year earlier than the average girl started back in 1991.
I was 12.
You were 12?
I was 12 when I started my period. So, I mean, I'm trying to imagine being in elementary school.
Was that average or was that young?
I don't know.
When you were 12, were you the first of your group or the last?
Not even
you were
either.
In the middle.
I was in the middle, so I guess it was average.
I was a late bloomer. I was last of all my friends.
How old were you?
I was 14.
Oh, 14?
I know.
See, that doesn't shock me at all.
It doesn't?
No, because me and my sister were around that age.
Really?
Around 9?
10? 10 and a half, yeah. 11.
Really?
I was 11, my sister was 10.
Wow.
Fifth grade.
It's
right?
Really not that uncommon. I'm going to read some messages for you guys here in just a couple of seconds that I got off of Facebook. 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, if you want in. 1-877-588-2378. And National, don't be scared to call. We'll take your calls, too. It says there are a few things that could be causing the change here. One is a chemical called bisphenol A, which is found in the lining of cans and baby bottles. Some studies have linked it to speeding up sexual development. And another reason, a lot are saying, could be diet today because kids are eating more than ever and more meat than ever, and it's making their bodies develop faster.
It's all the hormones in the milk.
That's what they're saying, man.
Yeah, I'm not convinced it's just the fact of eating meat. I think it's just probably the way that food is processed because, I mean, there's plenty of people who ate meat growing up, but I don't know. I just think
we eat so much more processed food, though.
Right.
Than when we were younger.
Right. But I ate plenty of meat in my house growing up and was still 12. But I think that what the repercussions of this is the fact that parents are going to have to talk to their kids younger about sex and about, you know, adult things than they think they do.
Look, there are no shortage of calls on this, I'll tell you that. Good morning, Brenda. You're on The Burt Show.
Hi. My parents always thought maybe I bloom faster than normal. In my mom's side of the family, we always developed really well. But when I was 9, I had a B cup. I had a training bra in third grade. And in fourth grade, I was already a B cup. And the boys at that age, they threw the little pop the bra strap thing. It was ridiculous. By the time I was in seventh grade, I was a double D. And there was another girl who progressed like me, and her health insurance covered her having a breast reduction, and mine wouldn't. And I remember being so jealous. And I don't know if it's a diet, if it's genetics, if it's what they put in the food, I don't know, but I do see it happening. Like, my niece is like 10, and I see her coming up on what I went through. So
you women have it tough, man. You get big boobs when you're young. You get a whole bunch of crap from dudes about that. Then if you grow up and you're flat-chested, you get crap for that, too.
Yes.
There's no winning.
There is no winning if you are a woman. These are off of my Facebook page here. Gina Shipman says, my cousin experienced her menstrual cycle at 8 years old.
Wow. That sucks.
Said scared the poor child to death.
Yeah.
Aww. Because you don't know what it is then.
And your parents haven't warned you yet about any of that
stuff. You don't
want to
ask.
You don't know that.
Yeah, when did your parents, at what age did your parents sit you guys down and talk about this stuff? Does it usually happen right after it occurs for the first time?
It was really Judy Blume who, you know, Are You There, God, It's Me, Margaret. And then my mom talked about it.
I think it was like fourth grade. However old you are in fourth grade, we had the birds and the bees talk.
It's about 10,
isn't
it?
It's like 9. Yeah.
Eva Reed says, I can relate. My 7-year-old wears a bra already, too.
God. 7-year-old.
7 years old. I had to get her one at 5, she says. She also started to wear deodorant at 6.
Oh. And this is not just a conversation with little girls and parents. I mean, you know, like our last caller was just talking about boys coming up and popping the bra straps and stuff. I mean, if you're a parent of a boy, you need to, you know, talk to your sons about how to treat those girls, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's a more broad conversation about respect. You just don't do that. Hey, Jenny, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Okay. Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. I love you guys. Oh, my gosh. You have no idea.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I was in third grade. I was 9 years old, and I started, and I had no idea what it was, I really believe it was my diet.
I don't think it's a coincidence that, you know, Jen and I have a far different story than Wendy does. You know what I mean? Like, there's something to it. It's not just naturally doing that.
Lisa Mulnaney says my daughter started getting hairs under her armpits at 5 years old.
What?
5 years old.
Five years old, man.
I mean,
wow.
I was sad. Yeah, I was completely forewarned about my period, so I was excited when it came. But
are you kidding me?
I had no idea.
I couldn't wait. I was the last one of all my friends.
Why is that? Is it like a badge of honor?
Yes,
like you're now a woman?
You're a woman now, yeah.
Yes, but I think that that whole like farm to table movement with food is all because of all of this. I mean, everybody's trying to like, you know, eat from locally produced farms and eat, you know, where it's not as processed of foods because of statistics like what Bert was just saying.
I'll link on over to this article from our website at thebertshow.com. Nicole Kinzer writes, I got my first menstrual period at age 8.
Oh, God.
My mother took me to the doctors to make sure everything was okay, and it was. I needed a training bra in the second grade.
That sucks.
My
sucks.
Daughter is 9 now, and I swear once a month she's PMSing. She really believes that.
Wow. She may be. And parents, you got to talk to your kids. You can't wait until they're in middle school.
Wow.
We just read a statistic that said the average girl now starts puberty before she hits age 10. Hey, Michelle, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I was just telling, I guess it was Carl, that I was watching a show about inorganic versus organic food, and mm-hmm. they have the same problem in Europe where there's with the girls, and there's no hormones in their milk. The government doesn't allow it, but they're saying that the body, we're all fatter these days, and that the girls' bodies, the body thinks that they can start supporting a baby in the womb. Mm-hmm.
To that point here, Tracy writes on my Facebook page yesterday, I taught a second grader that was 186 pounds.
Oh, no.
Wait, what?
Yeah, which is an entirely different conversation.
Whoa.
And started her period at the beginning of the school year. Second grader.
Yeah,
Oh, my goodness.
We talked about this last night where you should watch Food, Inc. I mean, anybody hasn't watched Food, Inc., I mean, that kind of explains a little bit, I think, why there's a lot of more overweight kids than before.
Is it chemicals and?
It's not chemicals. It's just it's like corn and all these things that you think are natural and everything's good, but you mix it and everything, and it, over time, it just your body cannot process it.
And
you know?
Processed foods are cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes a more issue at the lower income level.
Here's Michelle. Hey, Michelle. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning. Yes, it broke my heart when I had to start letting my daughter shave her legs in second grade.
Ugh.
And then got the phone call when she was in third grade from her teacher saying that I needed to come and get her. And I was like, why? You know, is everything okay? She had started her menstrual cycle in third grade.
Yeah.
God, I mean, that blows.
The phone lines are lit up. We could have done this for the next 45 minutes. So we'll link on over to that survey at thebertshow.com. If you want to use that sort of as a springboard to talk to your kids about, you might want to go there and check that out.
Hey, The Burt Show.
You've never been one to settle. Stand down or stand still. You're a lifelong learner, energized by excellence. There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. You've got competition to outrun, momentum to build on, and your own high standards to meet. Stop now? Not a chance. At Capella University, we help you catch what you're chasing because you've always had the drive. Now, go earn the degree. Capella University. What can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Ben, I've been reflecting a lot lately on how many big life moments our listeners have experienced with us.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
They've watched us go from dating shows to engagements, weddings, babies, buying homes. Every stage comes with new decisions.
The milestones are the fun part, but the planning is where things get real.
That's why Klarna stands out. Klarna gives people smarter tools to help manage everyday money with flexible ways to pay, cash back that builds automatically, everything in one place, and support that makes everyday decisions feel less overwhelming.
Since life moves so fast, the right tools can help you feel more confident. Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
So let's go ahead and reset this whole celebrity softball game.
Okay.
For this weekend. Who wants to take care of you? Melissa, you want to take it?
Well, I mean, I've got my Turner Field t-shirt on today because tomorrow is the day at Turner Field here, you know, in Atlanta, where there's a celebrity softball game with former Braves and current Braves and celebrities that are playing in a celebrity softball match right before the Braves game. And so it's a huge honor because, like Bert said, this is a major league stadium and people are actually going to get to play on the field at a major league stadium.
That's amazing, y'all. That's
awesome. And so we were all invited to participate. Jeff already, you know, was taking vacation, so he's not going to be able to join the group. But the three of us, Wendy, myself, and Jen, have all accepted the invitation.
Okay, now there's some subtext here also if you're a new Bert Show listener. And the subtext is this. I've been a baseball player my entire life up until 6 months ago, probably my favorite sport until I started playing soccer. And I absolutely love baseball, you know, and the dream to actually play, I played 2 years of semi-pro baseball, so I was really, really into it, right? So the dream to play inside of a major league stadium, you can imagine how intoxicating that thought is.
And I also have to say that Bert and I have played together on, like, you know, park leagues. Like, we played in a Piedmont Park League, and we played with radio station teams and stuff, playing softball, and he's fiercely competitive. Like, he definitely plays 110%, regardless of whatever sport you're going to be a part of, you're going 110%. Like, you know, if it was going to be a close call, Bert was sliding head first into third base so that he was safe.
I think,
you know?
Jen and I have that same gene. If you're going to go out, you're going to go out to play.
Yeah,
you're going to go out
definitely.
To win.
We both have the competitive streak. But I mean, Bert was out to play. Last year, we played in Brian McCann's Celebrity Softball Tournament.
Right.
It was for his charity, and we got the honor of the invite to go out there and participate in that. And you turned two with
Andrew Jones was playing short, and I was playing second. We turned a double play together.
They did a double play together.
Cool.
It was, like, so awesome. So Bert's intense when he gets out on the field and plays. I just needed to make sure I said that, too, because it wasn't just when you were younger or just, you know what I'm saying? It has continued throughout your
You're
life.
You're overplayer. You're the dude on the softball
that
team that is overplayer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not I think it's impressive. I think it's good.
I'm not the guy that's going to, like, go out there and yell and scream and curse and stuff like that because it's just a game, but I'm going to go out there and do everything I can to win for sure. Which is going to play a part into the final part of this whole discussion, right? But for me playing it, it's every kid's dream to play inside of a stadium with 40,000 people watching or a 40,000 seat stadium. I mean, how amazing is that, right?
On Turner Field.
On Turner Field. So the subtext to this again is that I was playing soccer, is it 6 months ago now? Five months ago?
I can't remember, but yeah, around that time.
And I busted up my leg pretty good. I ripped my ACL from my femur, and my meniscus split right in half. That was a fun day.
That's sexy injury.
So I was on crutches for a while. I missed some work for sure. I've been out of it, and I've been rehabbing the knee in hopes that it would be good to go for this weekend right here. This is the one that I've had circled on the calendar, and every day I'm in there busting my ass trying to get this knee ready. It's for this weekend, right? My doctor has said he can't endorse me playing in this game. My physical therapist says, don't you sweat it. You're fine for it. So Stacy and I have been talking about it for weeks now. And I made the decision in my head that if I felt my knee was good enough to play, that I was going to go ahead and play in it.
Right.
And it's funny, in talking to friends and reading emails, this was such a gender split.
Definitely.
It was such a gender split. Like, women are like, how dare you even consider playing in this game? You have a family to think about. Stacy's going to have to dote over you again if you jack up your knee. And dudes are like, you better play in that game.
Yes,
you better play in that game and you better go in that stadium.
Because it's two different perspectives, you know, because Stacy was your caretaker while you were rehabbing that knee. And she just does not want to have to do that again for you to voluntarily go out there and injure it. Again.
True.
Yeah. When we first started talking about this, I went home and was telling my boyfriend about the whole thing. Like,
Fiance.
Oh, now he's fiance.
Right.
But, like, I was telling Grant, I'm like, you know, Bert's going to do this and he's going to mess up his knee and all this other stuff. And he was like, you back off of him right now. And I go, what do you mean? And he's like, oh, no, you need to back off. He needs to play in that game. I'm like, what are you talking about? That's so like, not common sense. And he's like, no. You don't take away his man card like that. He needs to get out there and play.
Man
like,
card.
I mean, he was like, adamant about it 100%. He said, if you guys debated to get on the show, call me because I got Bert's back.
Well, the thing is, if Bert gets hurt, then Grant and all these guys take care of it.
Here we go again. That's right. Yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
I like that.
So, and my thinking on the whole deal was this. While Jen is absolutely right, I turn into that guy when I'm playing sports where I want to win. My feeling was in a celebrity softball game, and I only played the very first one I ever played in was with you a couple of months ago with Brian, it's so loose, and you're not even really keeping score. You only get in there for like three outs. You can go about 25%, and nobody's going to give you a hard time for that. It's very relaxed. It's not like you're so competitive that you have to win or your whole team is dependent on you. Nobody cares. So my feeling was, fine, if my knee's good enough to go, I'll go 25%, and I'll get the experience of playing in that game.
Mm-hmm.
So I took all that into consideration. My family is down at the beach this weekend, and I fly in there every single weekend, right? And I took this weekend and specifically didn't buy tickets to go, knowing that...
Because it was still up in the air for you.
Because it was still up in the air for me.
I walked in this morning at, 5:30 and said, so what time do you take off for the beach today? Where it's like, what makes you think I'm taking off for the beach?
Yeah, I've had this date circled for a while. And I didn't buy the tickets or anything to go out to South Carolina because this was the weekend playing that game. Hey, Jody, good morning. You're on the Bert Show.
Bert, think back. 12 years old, you'd punch yourself in the crotch if you didn't play this game.
Indeed. Indeed.
He does that anyway to get ready for the show.
Just for fun.
You know how football players really? Will smack each other on the shoulder pads before a game to fire up? That's what I have them do to me right before we come on the air every single day. Yeah, they kick me right
in
the nards.
Such a dude comment.
Yeah.
Punching the crotch if you didn't play.
Come on, dude.
That's so manly.
Put yourself in the crotch.
Charles, good morning. You're on the Bert Show. What's going on?
Hey, Bert.
Hey, man. How are you?
Hey, man. They probably gave you a knee brace, didn't they?
Say that again?
You probably got a knee brace, don't you?
I have a knee brace that I've used before, but they haven't given me one to use on the new knee yet.
Oh, man. Well, I play tennis. I have the same problem you do. Put that knee brace on. Go for it, man.
Yeah, the thing is, like, if it was a year from now, I'd have a lot more confidence in it. But, I mean, this is still pretty fresh. I mean, my rehab's not even over yet. I'm about a month away from that. So... But like I say,
it's pretty laid back. Put that knee brace, and you know your limits. At least you're there. You can't miss that opportunity.
I'm there with you, man.
Come on, Bert. Put on the knee brace and put yourself in the crotch. You got it. Good to go.
So last weekend when I was hanging out in South Carolina with the kids, we broke the soccer ball out to play on the beach a little bit, right?
Okay.
And the kids are running around, and I'm really not doing a whole hell of a lot. Mm-hmm. But at one point, I started to mix it up with Hollis a little bit, just elbow him in the face a little bit.
Right.
We started to get competitive,
That's your youngest. He's how old now?
He's three. Yeah. And I realized when I was on the beach on Sunday that I couldn't cut, and I couldn't even run as fast as my three-year-old.
Oh, no.
And it was at that time I made the decision not to play in the game this weekend.
Oh, really?
You're not doing it.
I can't do
it. Let me ask a question. Did you buy your tickets today already?
I bought the tickets on Monday. Dudes, the amount of money that I spent to go down to the beach this weekend is stupid.
Okay, never
mind. It's stupid.
Never mind.
So, yeah, I couldn't outrun my three-year-old, and it was aching on Monday when I got in here.
Oh.
And I really thought to myself, if I don't feel comfortable in it. I mean, I couldn't even run down the first baseline without a limp, and I thought, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to risk it.
I think that's a smart decision. I know you're mad, but I do think it's a smart decision.
And I wouldn't have realized it had I wasn't playing with the kids over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And then even when I was doing physical therapy this week, trying to talk myself into, come on, man, you got a couple of days, you could do this. Leg was too sore. I'm not going to play in the game.
I'm so sorry.
Bummer. Hey, Debbie, good morning. You're on the Bert Show.
I'm disappointed you're wussing out.
Oh, no.
Don't say that.
Now you have.
You don't have to give 100%. Just fake it.
No, I really can't. Like, I can't cut on it, and it was sort of going out on me on the loose sand and stuff like that. And if we're playing on grass, because I think they put you in the outfield, it's just too slippery a surface, and it's just... At this point, it's just not worth risking jacking it up for the next 6 months. If it was feeling stable, I'd be in that stadium, but I just can't do that.
I work for an orthopedic doctor. He could fix it if you mess it up.
Yeah, I don't want to go through that again, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I got your replacement.
I'm sorry, Bert.
It is
a bummer, dude, because I'm hoping there's going to be another game next year.
Because my thing, anyway, I'm not going to say anything because you already bought your tickets to go to the beach.
Yeah,
you
and just going.
You couldn't go and not, okay, because, okay, all right.
Well, it would have been a question of, I could have gone and like rooted you guys on and been at the stadium, but if I do that, then I don't spend time with my family for two weeks.
All right.
And that was sort of a no-brainer for me right there. So, damn it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Here's Lizzie. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
My name is Reese, not Lizzie.
Reese.
It's okay. I was calling because I work at Turnfield, and my office is not even in the direction of the tunnel, and I go out of my way every day just to see that field. It's amazing. Honey. So, Burt, if you're not going to be able to play, at least come, you know, stand on the sidelines, go team. You're really going to want to be there.
Yeah, thank you for that call.
Yeah, why is everybody so mean?
You guys will be able to appreciate it, though. You guys will have a great time. What's up, Carl?
I just want to say, man, listen, if you don't go out there, I'm kicking you in the crotch. Come on, man.
You told me earlier this morning when you were walking out of here, you're like, oh, so you're going to leave your knee on the field.
Do it.
What?
Man, you're 40 years old. Man, you don't need your knee from this point on. Matter of fact, you play, I'll run the bases.
Get it? The Burt Show.
You've never been one to settle. Stand down or stand still. You're a lifelong learner, energized by excellence. There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. You've got competition to outrun, momentum to build on, and your own high standards to meet. Stop now? Not a chance. At Capella University, we help you catch what you're chasing because you've always had the drive. Now, go earn the degree. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Ben, I've been reflecting a lot lately on how many big life moments our listeners have experienced with us.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
They've watched us go from dating shows to engagements, weddings, babies, buying homes. Every stage comes with new decisions.
The milestones are the fun part, but the planning is where things get real.
That's why Klarna stands out. Klarna gives people smarter tools to help manage everyday money with flexible ways to pay, cash back that builds automatically, everything in one place, and support that makes everyday decisions feel less overwhelming.
Since life moves so fast, the right tools can help you feel more confident. Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license, NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
Good morning, John. You are on The Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, Bart. Hey, this is John. You're doing the best thing you can do. I don't care what any other guy says. You're talking to a guy. You're talking to a dad. You're talking to a husband. I've been through four knee surgeries. Oh. I told the caller five, but my fifth one's going to be my knee replacement when I'm probably about 50.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's all great fun and games, but you're the one that's going to deal with the pain, going through the rehab, and I wish I would have listened to a lot of people. I used to do tournament fights. I played softball. I was very intense. I'm still intense in sports, but it's not worth it when you're the one. I've got 10 inches of titanium in my leg. I got about 9 bolts running through it to keep it put together. So every time the weather changes, I feel it. I'm the human barometer.
Yeah.
So, and it is the most miserable thing. And when I'm probably in about 4 or 5 more years, I'm going to be going in for total knee replacement because they just put Band-Aids on it. So,
but you make jokes about that 10-inch titanium, though, sometimes, don't you?
Hey, I tell you what, man, I'm going to be the 5% man pretty soon after they put my knee in there. I'll be 5% titanium. So.
I do not want to go through airport security with you, my friend.
Hey, no, it's cool, man. You got to have fun with it. You got to have fun with it. But, Bert, seriously, you're doing the best thing. Don't let anybody do that man card crap and all that stuff because I've been put together more times than Humpty Dumpty and going into the hospital and put more pins and screws, and I got Kevlar in my arm. It's not fun.
Yeah. What John's talking about here is that I had to give up the opportunity this weekend to play in the same celebrity softball game at Turner Field at a Major League Baseball stadium. These guys are playing in it this weekend, but I decided I can't because I had knee surgery about 6 months ago, and it's just not working right yet. And he's my worst nightmare because when this thing is all over, I'm assuming that my knee is going to be good enough to play soccer again. So I want to go out there and I want to start playing, but the thought of having to go through surgery and this physical therapy again,
yeah,
really just makes me want to sit on a couch.
Well, I mean, and your other knee was bad too. So it's not, anybody with knee, because Katie's got knee stuff and she's had similar injuries to you, and in her mind, she always thinks, well, you know what, it's probably going to happen again. But you know, she limits her athletic stuff to make sure, you know, to try to keep that from happening. So I think she would agree with your decision.
Once you have a knee surgery, it's really weird. If you watch a sporting event and somebody on the court or somebody on the field jacks up their knee, you physically ache for that person for a second.
I bet.
Like, oh, I know what that feels like. I'm so sorry, bro. Yeah. If you want to call him up, let me put some ice on it for you.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.